Hello?
Yes?
Hi, ma'am. Sorry to interrupt you. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Opinion Surveys. I'm just conducting a quick survey about important issues in your area. To begin, are you registered to vote in your area?
I am.
Okay. And do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station?
No,
newspaper?
We don't.
No. Okay. And which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
I am registered as a Republican.
Thank you. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, or local offices in Miami-Dade County, like Sheriff or Supervisor of Elections on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely to vote? Not likely to vote? Or you're not going to vote at all?
Definitely going to vote.
Definitely. Thank you so much. And you are a female. And what is your main racial background? Are you Caucasian, African American?
Why does that have anything to do with it?
It's just part of the survey, ma'am.
Stupid question. What does that have anything to do with it? We're all United States citizens. What does that have anything to do with it?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm just reading out the questions that are in front of me.
I know. Okay.
That's all I'm doing.
Okay.
That's all I'm doing, ma'am. I hope I didn't offend you.
We are all United States citizens. Yeah.
Okay. All right, mm-hmm. So we're going to put other, but not a specific one.
Not other. United States citizen, please.
No, okay. United States citizen. So when you say that.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to go a different way. Okay. What is your age? Are you 18 or 45?
No, 46? I am over 70.
Over 70.
Yeah. Is that the next question? Yeah.
No, it's because we have 66 to 75, or are you over 75?
75.
Okay, over 75.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read you all the list.
Okay.
We have overdevelopment, one, Texas and county government spending, two, traffic and congestion, three, housing and property insurance costs, four, corruption in county government, five, inflation and the cost of things like gas and grocery, six, illegal immigration, seven, crime and public safety, eight. Which one, ma'am?
Can I vote for two or not?
You could. Yes, you may. Of course.
Four and six.
Which one?
Four.
Uh-huh.
Which is the insurance, right?
Yes, that is correct.
And six was illegal immigration, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Six.
Thank you so much.
Six. Yeah.
Moving forward. Now.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So you will now be given a list of some political officials. The mute button came on. Sorry. So you will now be given a list of some political officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person.
Okay.
If you have no opinion or you have never heard of
this.
It's going
to take a long time. I'm in the middle
of
the
year. No, it's not. It's not, ma'am. We're already at 30%. Just for the two questions you answered, we're already at 30%.
Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
The first one. Jose Aragu. Favorable or unfavorable?
Who was that?
Jose Aragu.
I don't know. I don't even know who that person is.
Okay, never heard of that person.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How about Ron DeSantis?
Absolutely favorable.
So that is very favorable. Thank
you. Very favorable. Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
How about Donald Trump?
I am favorable. Have you ever, have you seen the his trial? I would say favorable.
Is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
No, very favorable.
Very. Okay, thank you. How about Ernesto Rodriguez?
I don't know who he is.
Okay. How about Kevin Moreno Cabrera?
I don't know who he is.
Thank you. How about Joe Sanchez?
Joe Sanchez, for, I don't know, no, I don't know who he is.
Okay, thank you. How about Francis Suarez?
I have a very unfavorable.
So that's very unfavorable.
Yeah.
Very unfavorable.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just to make sure I heard right.
Yeah.
How about Mario Knapp?
I don't know who he is.
All right. How about Rosana Cordero Stutz, Stout?
I don't know who she is. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, no problem, ma'am. No problem.
Okay.
As long as you're...
Okay.
No problem. So, as you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that required all counties in the state to hold elections for local officials such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collectors, and supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in these positions had been appointed by the Miami-Dade County Mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to these offices. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Ignacio Alvarez, John Rivera, Joe Sanchez, Ernesto Rodriguez.
This is Jose... for the sheriff position?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You know, I am not, I think that that position should not be, I feel that that position should not be party affiliated. Yeah.
Okay.
And, so I'm not gonna vote for any of the,
All right. So in other words, I don't want to interpret anything wrong. So you're trying to say undecided.
No, I'm not on this. I'm very decided that that position should not be.
All right. And who are you going to vote for then?
Affiliated. I'm not going to vote then. You know, but because some of them have a very, no. I'm not going to vote that for that position. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I understand. So you're not going to vote for that position. Okay. Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the Republican primary elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? Rosana Cordero Stouts? Joe Sanchez?
For what position is this?
This is a smaller list of candidates for a Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff.
No,
for
no.
A sheriff.
I do not know these people. So, at this moment, I'm not going to vote for any of them. I need to know more about them. It has been a very, very consequential, the sheriff position. So,
okay, perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
Moving forward, man. Thank you so much. Yeah. Moving forward. Now, as you may know, President Donald Trump has ensured Rosana Cordero Stutz in the elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for whom would you vote? Rosana Cordero, Joe Sanchez, or another candidate?
Actually, I do respect his endorsement. I will vote what I think is right. And at this moment, I'm not going to vote for any of them. I have not decided. Yeah.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate that. Now,
yeah.
and prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosana Cordero in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
I was not aware.
Not aware.
Not aware, yeah.
So we're going to put unaware. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you will now be given a statement about Joe Sanchez. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote. So, Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami.
Can you please stop right there? I don't give a damn about Joe Sanchez.
No, I understand
that. Whether he was born in Cuba or whether he knows about it. Yeah.
No, and I understand that. I understand that.
I absolutely know all the people in my community. Joe Sanchez is not a person that is in my, how should I say, in my...
category?
No, I would not. I know what he has served and all that, but you know
right.
what? No. All what he, if he wants to hang his credentials on being Cuban
right.
and all that, I don't give a damn. Yeah.
Okay. So basically we're saying undecided. You just don't want to hear the sentence, even though I have to read it. But to you, what you feel in your heart, that it doesn't matter what I read,
you're just
undecided.
I do not think that
undecided.
You should put undecided. I should put that I will not vote for him. Because
that's the only options I have.
He's hanging his hand on being a
another
Cuban.
Candidate.
No. Yeah.
Okay. All right, ma'am. So now... You will now be giving statements about Joe Sanchez and Rosana Cordero. Afterwards, please indicate who you will vote for. So here goes the first statement. One candidate is Rosana Cordero. Reporters say Rosana Cordero is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has indicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents say Rosana Cordero lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Daniela
Hey. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
No, I'm here, ma'am. No, you don't need to say that. I'm here. I'm just reading.
Okay, I don't want to hear this shit, you know? Yeah, this is a political...
It's not about hearing, it's that I'm doing my job and I have to read it. I have to read it. So, yeah. So, in order for me to keep this job, I have to read what is in front of me. Your opinion is your opinion. So, please, just let me read it. Okay? You don't want to hear it. Let me go with the next one.
I don't want to hear... I don't want to hear the next one either, please. Yeah.
So, you don't want to hear about Joe Sanchez?
Absolutely the wrong one here. I know Joe Sanchez. He was
Can I tell you something? Let's go forward with the last questions because we're doing too much right here. So now I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were labor yourself, what would you say? Are you a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I am such a moderate that you don't even understand what is
so
the...
So is
the
that somewhat moderate,
moderate.
Okay, moderate. Now, what is the last grade or formal education you have completed?
I have college.
College, associate, 2 years, 4 years?
I have 4 years,
4 years, okay, thank you. Now, what is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican?
I am Cuban.
Cuban, thank you so much. Okay. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish? Spanish
always
and English?
English.
English.
Speak English,
only.
And we we do go back and forth with Spanish with our children and their children.
Okay, so this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate your patience, your time and your opinion.
Thank you so much. I'm telling you, you have been very patient with me because I do not accept this service ever. I don't know why I
really
accepted this.
Really? Thank you so much. Madre, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You don't know how much you're helping me in my job.
Okay.
This is what I got to do, and this is how I live. So thank you so much.
We're all struggling, right? All of us are struggling in our life. So it's a good thing. Yeah. Hello?
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Right. Thank you so much. Take care of yourself, okay?